Uncertainty and disruption. That's what's facing anyone travelling with Aer Lingus from next week. And while anyone planning to take a flight faces uncertainty, businesses depending on tourists are worried and concerned. Michael Vaughan runs a hotel in Lahinch. A big part of his business are high-spending golfing tourists. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Keane.
What are you concerned about?
Well, I'm very concerned because, you know, this is the time of the year. We're seasonal business, so we depend on every single day that we open the hotel in the summertime. We depend on tourists. And right at the moment, even last night, all of, we'll say, I have 60 people staying, and 56 of those people are actually all tourists, all arriving into the country by airplane. And, you know, it's about 90% of the tourists coming to the country arrive by air. And we're worried because if there's uncertainty, well, you'll have cancellations. And if
Have you had cancellations at this point? What's the immediate impact?
Thankfully not, and we'd hope that would continue. But there is undoubtedly going to be huge disruption if it goes ahead, and there are disruptions to flights, because you know there's 13,500. Airline seats coming into the country daily. That's the lifeblood of tourism. There's no other way to get this Ireland really for the international tourists.
Is it the lifeblood of your business?
It certainly is. And you know, in this village here in Lahinch, I think about 200 jobs in the village here depend on tourists, and predominantly, as you said, North American golfing tourists. Now, they're a resilient lot. They'll try every which way to get here because, if you're a golfer, you just want to golf, and they'll try every which way. I have no doubt about that.
And they'll have planned these trips for years as well.
Oh, indeed, yeah. We've as many bookings nearly now for 2025 as for this year. And we have a particularly important golf tournament coming up at the start of July, which is the Arnold Palmer Cup, which is like the Ryder Cup for amateur golf. And we're worried that it will affect that because that's a really prestigious event for golf in Ireland and in the village.
So the timing of this work to rule isn't ideal then?
Well, it isn't, and I note even from the Aer Lingus schedule that this is peak travel time, and that's what it is. It's peak tourism time as well. And we're symbiotic. Tourism depends on airlines, and airlines depend on tourism. And, you know, as an employer, I can understand Aer Lingus' situation. I can understand the pilot's situation. But I'd just like them to know that there are lots, thousands upon thousands of jobs in this country depending on their actions.
Now, those big spending American golfers who arrive to your hotel with their golf clubs, what are they saying about this? Are they aware about what's happening?
Well, the majority of them are unaware at the moment because they haven't been contacted by airlines to say there's any disruption. Most of them, you know, will make their own travel plans. So it's not going to be the golf tour operator that will be involved there. But what the problem will be, of course, if people will be stranded here because they can't get home and people can't get into the country either. So it's going to be as much of a logistical nightmare for the tourism operators as for Aer Lingus.
Well, what's the vibe amongst other hoteliers down in Lahinch?
The vibe at the moment is a concern, and you know, a worry that they will not have beds filled in a critical time of the year, and more particularly, I suppose, is the reputational damage to tourism, because that's an important thing as well.
And is that the biggest danger for tourism in the short term, as this happens along the Wild Atlantic Way?
Yes, it is really, because you know we rely on reliable air services. And a definite way of getting into the country. And that's critically important for the reputation of tourism. We're a resilient industry. We've faced COVID. We've faced many things. The last, I suppose, comparable event was the volcanoes in Iceland that disrupted us a number of years ago. And that did cause significant... There's a potential for us here, even in the short term, to lose tens of thousands of revenue in small businesses. And that won't be good for us.
Michael Vaughan in Lahinch, thanks for taking our call this morning. It's now 8:21.